on the Tiger Sports Network. This is Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q in Hayes. The Golden Q, dining, billiards, and more at 809 Ash. The Golden Q. If the game is on, we're open. Tiger Talk is also brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, providing the best in-home loans to the Tiger community since 1920. BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. And G&L Tire and Automotive. Complete automotive care and tires for all driving conditions. 201 East 8th on the Bricks in downtown Hayes. Now, the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good Monday, and welcome into Tiger Talk. We are live at the Golden Q in Hayes, getting ready to talk some Fort Hayes State basketball down to the final week of the regular season, and things obviously getting exciting. The Tiger women, two games to go, sit alone in first place atop the MIAA after a big win Saturday afternoon over number 16 Central Missouri. We'll be chatting about that and more with women's coach Tony Hobson here in just a little bit. Tiger men, getting closer to locking up a conference tournament bid. They probably need to win at least one more game. They'll be at home tomorrow with a makeup with Missouri Western. They're coming off a couple of big wins over Lincoln and Central Missouri. Head men's coach Mark Johnson will join us a little bit later on in the program to talk about their program and their remaining games. It is a Monday here at the Golden Q, and that means the grilled cheeseburger is the Monday special, and also have the loaded baked potato soup for $4.49. So, many items to choose from here at the Golden Q. Two blocks east of campus, over 35 TVs, so you can never miss the game, the big game. That's why they say if the game's on, they're open. As we mentioned, the Fort Hays State women in first place all by themselves in the MIAA. Good week for the Tigers. They took care of business against Lincoln on Thursday, and then the big showdown with number 16, Central Missouri. And Coach, we kind of talked about it before the game. That game had been kind of in the shadows, just kind of lurking back there. No one wanted to talk about it, but they knew it could be a big game if both teams took care of business. Both did, setting up a battle for first place, and it lived up to the billing. It was like a great heavyweight prize fight, and your gals played well and got a big win, and now alone in first place with two to go in the conference race.
Well, I thought it was a pretty well-played game for the intensity level that was out there and just the defensive intensity on both ends. I thought us only having five turnovers was just unbelievable. And one of those, like Jaden said, was on that stupid inbounds pass right at the end of the game. She says, so really we only had four. And that's true. And they had 13, but 13's not, you know, out of this world. That's a fairly clean game also. So just fairly well played by both teams. We both battled some foul trouble, maybe them a little more than us. Or what I like to think is the people we put in to replace our foul trouble played better than theirs did. So it was a good game. Two good teams, and we were lucky enough to come out on top.
And credit to your team for taking care of business to lead to that game. Lincoln was a scary game. I mean, they battled you pretty tough at their place earlier this year, and even going out before that, and you probably weren't playing at the high level you were maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago because you were really playing very, very well, but you took care of business to make that game important. Then I thought came back and played one of your better games with it on the line.
Well, you just never know whether you would rather play that the big game first on Thursday or play them on Saturday. I think I would rather play them on Saturday as long as you don't goof up the Thursday game against the team that you on paper. You know, I always like the on paper should win. If you take care of that one, then you should get a team maybe that's a little road weary for that second game. And then when they beat Kearney, you know, that just added a little gravity to the game, and which was good because we knew whoever won that game would be, for the time being, alone on top. So, you know, the Thursday game against Lincoln, I thought we showed up. I thought we were into it and taking care of our business, like you said, and we really didn't overlook them and played well, considering, and they're a hard team to play. And I was just looking that the one kid for Lincoln, the number two that was on the ground all the time, she shot more free throws by like 25 than anybody else in the country. And you can kind of see why. She took 14 shots. She didn't make one, but she hit the ground, I think, 9 times on shot attempts. Drew a few fouls, but, you know, she just hits the dirt a lot. She gets back up. But, man, that would be a tough game to play. You'd have to have some energy to do that.
Well, and you always worry, and it seems like it's less and less, but for a while – and not to get too much on officiating, but it seemed like players like that would get bailed out. It'd be out of control, just flying into somebody, and they get rewarded with a couple of free throws. And I thought maybe a few times that happened, but by and large, I mean, the officials were kind of onto that and not reward a just completely out-of-control player who seems like their purpose is go in there, make contact, and probably 8 out of 10 times you're going to get free throws out of the possession.
Well, and I thought we had a good crew for that kind of a game because that crew doesn't have a quick whistle, and usually there's not a lot of free throws shot with a couple of those people, and that's kind of how I like it most of the time. But you can see why it's such a difficult job. Part of that reason is because of how some people play, you know, and there's just people on the ground all the time, and you have to watch so careful just to see, was that a foul or was there any contact, or because it happens every play. Mm-hmm. So it's not only difficult on the officials, but it's difficult on the teams to play. And you have Olivia back there who they're coming at her, and she's kind of just half the time trying to block it, half the time trying to get out of their way, half the time trying not to step on somebody that's already on the floor. So it's just, it makes kind of an awkward situation sometimes. And like I said, you know, just to continue to be able to get up and move on and play, it would really take it out of a person, I would think.
Well, the Tigers got the win on Thursday. We'll talk more about the big game with Central Missouri on Saturday and look ahead. 2 big road games at Missouri Western this Thursday and then to wrap up the regular season at Northwest Missouri State on Saturday. We're live at the Golden Q. It is Tiger Talk on this Monday. The new Thursday special is the Cuban Sandwich, a house-smoked pulled pork, sliced ham, Dijon mustard, pickles, and Swiss cheese on the kibana bun, served with fries or tots and a drink for $9.49 here at the Golden Q. We'll take a break. More to come right here on Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too. At G&L Tire, you will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks, downtown Hayes.
February is the month of love, and the Taco Shop loves serving you the food that makes you say you've never had it so good. On special this month, the Chicken Quesadilla, $3.69, Three Amigos, $2.79, and the Poco Pizza is $1.99. The Taco Shop, 3 ways to dine in, carry out, or delivery. And remember to download the Taco Shop app.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Down to the Taco Shop.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around, Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Here's the inbound to Hobbs over the left wing. Skips it up high to Wagner. Wagner blasts down the lane. Layup good, and she's fouled. Chance for a three-point play for Katie Wagner. That was a big-time play. She had a jump to catch the pass. Caught at the foul line. Two dribbles and strong to the basket with the left hand. Yeah, three-point play there. That was from Saturday in the first half, Fort A State. In fact, I think it was the final points of the first half as the Tigers took a four-point lead into the halftime. They go on to beat Central Missouri 72-63. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Gerard Welbrock, head coach Tony Hopson of the now first-place Tigers, trying to close out the deal with a couple of road games this week. Before we get into the Central Missouri a little bit, you honored one senior on Thursday, Madison Mitty. It worked out well for her dad, who, those who don't know, coaches Kansas State. So good for him to be there. And I thought that was other than not hitting a three-pointer, I know she would have liked to have scored. I thought that was a perfect senior night game for Madison. She had four boards, four assists, four steals, and other than, I said, not hitting a shot, going 0 for 5 from 3, which is kind of un-Maddie-like, that was a typical Madison Mitty game on Thursday night.
Well, that's what makes Maddie so valuable to us, whether she's coming off the bench or if she's in the starting lineup like, you know, she has been a few times in her career, is she does a little bit of everything, and she can rebound it, and she's out in the passing lane. She plays really good defense as far as like denying the ball, and it was Maddie like, and like I said, that's why we like her on the team, is just because she can supply a little bit of everything and give you what you need, and usually you know she's known for hitting a couple three-pointers, and she didn't do that, but she still was valuable to have out there.
But a lot of times she hits someone, the game's on the line, it's a key point, and you kind of had a nice little lead, so maybe that was why you didn't need that big three from her, because it was a pretty comfortable margin for the most part.
Yeah, and she passed up a couple there at the end, because she says, I'd already missed five, I wasn't going to shoot anymore. So She had a good game. It was a good night for her and a good night for her parents. I was glad to see they could make it, because, like you said, he had to be in Texas on Saturday for a Sunday game. So it was a good evening for us.
Well, you got the win, and then Central Missouri and got off to a slow start. And you'd hoped anyway that the shooting wasn't going to continue, because it felt like you guys couldn't buy a basket. They couldn't miss. It flip-flopped in the second quarter. You shot it well. They didn't. And then from that point on, it was just a battle to the very end.
Yeah, I thought we were getting good looks early, and we just the first possession, Jaden gets a pretty wide-open three. We got Whitney had a couple good looks. We had some looks. Olivia, she had an attack at the basket that she missed, and so I thought, you know, it's one of those things where you just can't panic, and you just have to dig in and try to limit them to as few points as possible, so that when the time does eventually come, hopefully, that you score, you can get right back in it, and that's basically what happened. Our experience with Jaden and Witt and kind of held us in, Maddie, kind of held us in there until we could get something to fall.
You mentioned the turnovers. They only had five. They had 13. I thought that was a factor. And you outscored them by eight at the line, I'm sure. Obviously, Central Missouri thought there maybe were a few tough calls their way. But I thought you attacked well. You were trying to get to the rim. You kept doing that. And teams that attack tend to get a few more free throws. They were kind of sitting around shooting a few more threes early on. I thought that was a big factor, because you got knocked some free throws, especially to kind of get you back into that game.
Well, I think we concentrate probably a little more on going into the post to score than they do. They drive it well. Their point guard drives it well, but she wasn't really getting in the lane the first half. But, you know, Katie Wagner's going to get to the line a lot, because she's in the action every play. She forces herself in the action every play. I just thought Olivia gets to the line a few times, it seems like, every game. And Jessie, the way she was playing, She was also there. So the thing is, when you get there, you have to make them. And we kind of started off missing a few of them, but we kind of righted the ship there and outscored them from the line, which is also, you know, it's always important to do that to beat a good team.
And what was fun, and I know it's limited seating with the COVID restrictions, but it was the biggest crowd of the year, and it felt, I mean, it's unfortunate because I think that would have been a gigantic crowd. But even for those that were there, I mean, it had a big-time game feel. I mean, that's one of the few mm-hmm. times, Kearney game did too, where you could really feel the impact of the crowd as limited as they had to be.
Well, you could feel some energy in the place, which is, you know, it's a feeling I miss. boy, you just look forward to that. And it's mm-hmm. you can't explain it to, you know, like our freshmen, you can't explain it to them. They just have to experience it. And I think for the first time, not only were they there, we had a pretty good crowd, but they were really into it. They were energized. It was a big game. They knew it. We knew it. And I thought it really, I thought there was some energy in the building, and it really helped us.
Well, now the challenge for the Tigers, first place, but still two to go, two on the road against two pretty good teams that are fighting to get into the conference tournament. We'll talk about the opponents this week at Missouri Western and at Northwest Missouri State. When we return, our final segment with Tony Hobson here on Tiger Talk at the Golden Q, where they have the new poutine burger, a 6-ounce beef patty, sesame seed bun, 7-ounce crinkle fries, 4 ounces of brown mushroom gravy, and some white cheddar cheese curd. The poutine burger here at the Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. Back with more after this timeout. This is the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
Midwest Energy's Community Fund offers grants to a wide variety of charitable, educational, and nonprofit organizations in Midwest Energy's service area. Awards range from $50 to $1,000, and you can also apply for an impact grant of up to $5,000. The spring application deadline is March 1st. Apply online using the one-page application at mwenergy.com under the Community tab. Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Trailer repairs, trailer parts for all types of trailers. See Steel Fabrications on East Highway 40 in Hayes. The Iron Men of Western Kansas do it all. Lights, bearings, seals, hubs, spindles, axles, boat trailers, campers, livestock car trailers, enclosed trailers, and now they're your Pronghorn flatbed dealer. Lots of storage and compartments with slide-out drawers and trays on this flatbed. Pronghorn flatbeds are manufactured locally, and Steel Fabrications can sell and install for you. Stop by on East Highway 40 in Hayes. Steel Fabrications.
Napa Know-How. The New Year sale is on at your local Napa Auto Parts store, Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes. Special pricing on Napa conventional motor oil, only $11.49 in the 5-quart jug. Keep your car running with a Napa Legend battery, now with $20 savings. Booster cables are as low as $15.99, and light-up LED booster cables are $17.99. Diesel 911 fuel de-icer is priced at $7.99. Check out the savings today at Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes.
Stops top of the circle, dribbles off to her right. Now nearly threw it away. Randall saves it to the foul line. In the corner, Galladay, a three. Good! Right in front of the Tiger bench. First points for Galladay. It's 57-49. An 8-0 run by Fort Hays State and a timeout called by Central Missouri. Yeah, an 8-0 run by the Tigers to start the fourth quarter. They eventually build that lead to 10 and win it by 9, 72-63. And are now alone in first place in the MIAA with two to go. And boy, we see it all the time, whether it be closing out a football game, a basketball game, getting those final three outs in baseball. And here you are, you have the lead, but you got two tough road games to go to try to win a league championship. And it certainly won't be easy, especially in the sense the two you're playing are pretty good teams, and they're both battling to get into the conference tournament. So they've got a lot to play for yet.
Yeah, they're still hungry, and they want, you know, they've still got something on the line. So it's a scary deal. We'll probably see a senior night in there somewhere. So it's just a matter of us taking care of our own business and making sure that we're as prepared as we can be and ready to go and hope we're good enough to get out of there with a couple wins. You know, Missouri Western's a scary team. They've been playing much better, really kind of starting with our game. I don't know if we gave them confidence or what, but defensively they're strong, caused a lot of turnovers. You know, they won three in a row after they left our place. One of those was Pitt State at home, which was an upper tier team that they got. So they're just they gave Emporia State all they wanted on Sunday. Well, no, that was late Saturday.
Yeah,
I was watching the game.
It was Saturday night. Yep.
When would I have been watching that game? It was like a late game, a 5:30 or 6:00.
They played a night game Saturday.
On Saturday. And I think at the end of the first quarter, Western was ahead 28-15. They scored 28 points the first quarter on Emporia. And Emporia is a good team. So they're just scary. And at home, you just, boy, you don't want to let them get going. So we're going to have to have our stuff together to get a couple wins this week for sure.
Should be a lot of fun. Starts Thursday night, 5:30 in St. Joe against the Griffins. Coach, we'll let you go. We appreciate the time. Have a great week of practice, and we will see you in St. Joseph on Thursday night.
Okay, sounds good, Gerard. Thank you.
There you go. That's Tony Hobson, coach of the Fort A State women. Again, Thursday night at Missouri Western, Saturday afternoon at Northwest Missouri State to wrap up the regular season. We're going to take a break on Tiger Talk. When we return, we'll talk some men's basketball. Head coach Mark Johnson will join us here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
Midwest Energy's Community Fund offers grants to a wide variety of charitable, educational, and nonprofit organizations in Midwest Energy's service area. Awards range from $50 to $1,000, and you can also apply for an impact grant of up to $5,000. The spring application deadline is March 1st. Apply online using the one-page application at mwenergy.com under the Community tab. Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Your life is a story, a remarkable tale full of joys and sorrows, successes and failures. At Golden Belt Bank, we have this idea, a belief, really, that the best way to serve you is by getting to know that story, even becoming a small part of it. It's more than deposits and withdrawals. This is banking one story at a time. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Visit us online at goldenbeltbank.com, member FDIC.
View Heartland Building Center's all-new fireplaces and stoves in Hayes. Glance at their newly remodeled fireplace showroom. Try out the Hudson Bay, a gas stove by Quadrifier that uses outside air for combustion. Also, view their Trekker pellet stove with a convenient Bluetooth thermostat and porcelain frost color. Brand new Quadrifier stoves and fireplaces at Heartland Building Center.
Here's a drive by Hamicky. Splits two defenders. They poke at the ball. He loves it in the corner. Thompson, another three. He's 5 for 5. Alvin Thompson with 16 first half points. 48-41. Fort A State by 7. It's their biggest lead of the ball game. Yeah, that was from Thursday night. Fort A State knocking off Lincoln, 84-67. They followed that up with an 84-48 rout over Central Missouri on Saturday. Tigers now 11-9 on the year. They're part of a three-way tie for fourth place in the MIAA with two games to go. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Gerard Welbrock. I'm at the Golden Q, joined now by men's coach Mark Johnson. And another great week. Your team played well. They've won 8 out of 10. You've got yourself in a position to make the conference tournament. Still some work to do this week, but when it was 3-7 on the year, things were looking pretty bleak. But to give your guys credit, they've stuck together and not have only battled through it, but playing some really exciting and fun basketball right now. They're playing well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I told our guys after the game. I mean, we really could have thrown it in the towel. You know, we're 3-7. Things aren't going well. And you're going on the road to play Southern and Pitt, and then we get a great win against Southern and you think maybe things are coming and then you couldn't be any worse against Pitt. So really proud of our guys. To who would have thought even 3 weeks ago possibly that this last week would be really meaningful to our team, and these games are meaningful. But tremendous credit to our players, high character guys that didn't they just kept fighting. Our young guys got better, and then added a couple guys that were out with injury, and lo and behold, like I said, 8 of our last 10 and 7 of our last 8, our one loss in our last 8 games was back-to-back nights at the buzzer. So we feel like we're playing as well as anybody in the league, which we're going to have to if we want to win some games this week.
Well, Thursday against Lincoln, they're a good basketball team. You were down 7 and things weren't going well, but Alvin, you heard a highlight there, hit that 3-pointer. He kind of gave you a spark. He went 5-for-5 from 3 in the first half and kind of kept you going, and you eventually built that lead and then were able to build on it in the second half.
Yeah, the first half, no one could stop the other, and really the reason they couldn't stop us was Alvin's 5-for-5. He doesn't do that. Maybe the deficit is too big at halftime. Instead of up 5, you're down 8 or so, and you can't come back. And I thought Trajan came in and gave us 5 needed points too, and then finally locked in. That was the big conversation at halftime, was whichever team can start getting stops on the defensive end will be the team to win the game. And then we were fantastic in the second half defensively. I think we had held them to 28% shooting and 24 points total, and kept them off the glass. And they're a good rebounding team, and really played well in the second half.
They really did. And, another big day for Jared Vitzlum. He had a double-double, 24 and 14, but 4 assists in the game. And his three-point shooting's kind of getting back to where it was a year ago, but he's kind of added some of those elements to his game. And that's what's fun to watch about your guys. I mean, they're all unselfish, make the extra pass, and seem to find a way to get everybody involved.
Yeah, no question. I think that's where we really – that's the word I use with our guys even. It's just fun to watch us play offense right now. We're really moving the ball. It's not getting stuck in anybody's hands, and guys are just being aggressive at the right times. I tell them all the time there's that fine line. We don't want to be a team that comes down and makes 10 or 12 passes every time and just grind it. I mean, we got to have good players. That's why you recruit good players. You recruit good players and let them go be good players. But at the same time, you can't just come down and play real quick and throw it up and make bad plays and force things. So I think our guys are really in a good groove right now, and that'll be challenged this week. Mm-hmm. Missouri Western really sped us up at their place, and we didn't do the things that we're doing now. Have we improved that much and able to face their pressure, physicality, athleticism, and keep playing offense the way we have the last few weeks?
Well, and then you come back on Saturday, Central Missouri, and they had been struggling, but I don't think anybody saw what happened coming. I mean, it's been a while because the win on Thursday had been your largest margin of victory to this point, but to have a blowout like that, it's been a long time since it seems like every game you play is down to the final possession or two. It was kind of fun to not have one go down to the wire for a change.
Yeah, that's really the biggest difference between what we faced the last – we've been in the MIAA a long time now. I guess that just shows you how long I've been here. I was here when we were in the RMAC. But, you had built-in, locked-in wins in the RMAC. If you got the bus to the gym, you were going to win some of those games. These games just always are hard. There's no easy games. And for us to have that just doesn't happen very often in this conference. And fortunately, we were able to get on them and play well, and just really – we did a lot of good things. I thought we played really hard on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, got out to a 9-0 lead, 18-2, and that's great. But you see so many times you get a big lead, especially early. It comes so easy. You maybe lose your guard a little bit. You take your foot off the gas. They cut it to 12. I don't think they got it any closer than 12 the rest of the way. And that second half, you just kept – gradually pulling away, and I know you talked about it after the game, the sign of a mature team, but that's not always easy to do, but you guys did that.
No, it's really hard at times. The game can get really sloppy. I think with us right now, we have enough depth now that guys are excited to get into games, and opportunities, and You know, I thought they were still doing the right things. I thought Jordan did a nice job down there. We had to put him at point guard because obviously you want to get your main guys, your, you know, guys out of there, and for multiple reasons. And we didn't really have a point guard out there. And I thought Jordan did a very good job. And, you know, thought Gilbert, I thought he played as hard as he has. You know, there's a reason he got 8 rebounds, and B was really good. He scored, he's got a rebound better, but I mean, he really, I think one of the biggest things we've done offensively besides adding guys and guys is moving B to that spot of getting, he's kind of kickstarts every possession and gets our movement going. He's just a really active person. You know what I mean? And at times Jared just can't be as active because we require so much of him. Even fatigues him more. And we got him running around, setting ball screens, cutting, diving, and doing all that. That I think it's really made a big impact for us by making that change. However many games ago, it's been a while now, but I don't think it's coincidence that we're playing better. That was an adjustment also.
You know, and he's one of those guys, way more athletic than you think, bigger and taller than you think. I mean, you get out there and you start, he's got all those attributes that kind of get lost because he doesn't look that part, and then you start watching a little bit closer. I mean, he's taller, he's more athletic, and can do a lot of things that you just don't notice necessarily right away.
Yeah, you know, B is pretty much all a 6'7", you know what I mean? And that's in our league, that's a tall guy, you know, and a lot of centers are 6'7", and all that. And he's really, if you break it down, the guys that play in there, he's the second tallest guy. You know, Jared's 6'8", and Gilbert's probably more 6'6.5" than 6'7". You know, so he's probably our second tallest guy, and he's just active. You know what I mean? He's got a motor, and it runs. He moves without the ball, and he's quick, and that's hard to guard.
Caleb Hamicky, 6 assists, 1 turnover, and if you look at an area you guys have gotten better at, it seems like you're turning the ball over less, because the assists have been there pretty consistently all year, but that ratio of assist to turnover has gotten better here in the last couple of weeks, and you know, no coincidence, you've been able to have success, but it seems like you talk about the freshmen getting better, that's maybe the biggest area they've improved on.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and Caleb's shooting the ball well now too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, him and Quentin both have really done a much better job of taking care of the basketball and understand the importance of it. And also, I don't know if this is, and I really don't. I'm just saying this is just, you know, because I don't have an. I mean, I think they've done a good job, but also they know Nigel's over there too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if you turn the ball over, Nigel's going to come in for you. You know what I mean? And before they got the play through. Turnover and mistakes, and that's good and bad. I think it was really good for them earlier in their season to be able to play through mistakes, because that's allowed them to gain confidence and get comfortable and become who they are. You know what I mean? I think if they got, you know, early in the year, these mistakes, you get taken out of the game, and maybe you never gain the confidence they do. But I think it's good now that we have someone there to hold them accountable when those things occur. You know, so I think it's in the long run for our program, I think it's been best the way it worked out. Maybe it wasn't going through the pains, it was the best, but I think kind of the way it's let them make those mistakes and continue to get a play, but now got someone there in relief if things aren't going the way we need them to go.
And Kayla, we had a chance to talk to him after the game, kind of mentioned that same thing, plus the fact that he said he feels fresher. He's got stronger legs down the stretch, just being able to get a few blows throughout the course of the game, and I think that's you've seen you guys finish strong, and that's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you know, the three things I always come back to: toughness, and that's what we try to talk about every day, is toughness is defense, toughness is rebounding, toughness is don't turn it over. And sometimes, though, it's hard to be tough when you're tired, you know what I mean? And I think that did contribute to some of their issues, is it's hard to come down and take care of the ball when you got people heating you up and they're all over you and they're trapping you and you're exhausted, you know what I mean? And so I think it's been a big deal, again, just to give them – and it's not like they're going from – 38 minutes to even 28. It's just getting that extra 5-minute rest per game has really made a big deal for those guys.
Well, the Tigers got the wins and sets up the final week of the regular season. Hard to believe it's here. And as we mentioned, some big games, a home game tomorrow, a makeup with Missouri Western, and then wrap it up with the regular season champion, Northwest Missouri State, Saturday afternoon in Maryville. We'll talk about those two games, what's at stake, what the Tigers need to do to get themselves back into the conference tournament. It's Monday, and that means the Food special here at the Golden Q is the grilled cheeseburger for $7.99. You can get that today throughout the day, or the loaded baked potato soup for just $4.49. Of course, their new Thursday special is the Cuban sandwich. You can check that out on Thursdays. That'll be their food special for $9.49. And they've got the new poutine burger to the menu as well. 6-ounce beef patty, sesame seed bun, crinkle fries, some mushroom gravy, and cheddar cheese curd. The poutine burger here at the Golden Q. They're two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. It's the Golden Q. We'll take a break. More to come with men's coach Mark Johnson here on Tiger Talk, along the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too at G&L Tire. You will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks, downtown Hayes.
February is the month of love, and the Taco Shop loves serving you the food that makes you say you've never had it so good. On special this month, the Chicken Quesadilla, $3.69, Three Amigos, $2.79, and the Poco Pizza is $1.99. The Taco Shop, three ways to dine in, carry out, or delivery. And remember to download the Taco Shop app.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Down to the Taco Shop.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Jared pitched him now with 10 and a steal by Quentin Rock. Rock will bring it up the floor, attack the lane. No look pass to Fitchdom for the layup. What an assist from Quentin Rock, who got the steal. And the Tigers lead 43-25. They're up by 18. It's their largest lead of the game. Yeah, that lead would grow Saturday. Tigers get the big win, end up being their largest margin of victory in an MIAA game of 36 points. They scored 33 against Lincoln back in 2011, a long time ago. So almost 10 years to the day, they win that game by 36, get two games above 500. And as we talked about earlier, a lot to play for here entering the final week of the regular season. Tigers at home taking on Missouri Western tomorrow night. It's a 5:30 tip, so make that note. It's a makeup game from a little over a month ago, a little longer than that, when the Griffins got shut down because of COVID. So they'll make that one up and then close out the regular season at Missouri, at Northwest Missouri State. And who knew at the time, when Central Oklahoma was going through COVID, that you were able to flip-flop and play that Missouri Western game that was scheduled for Thursday. You end up moving everything ahead, played that early, and it turned out to be a stroke of genius to get that game in, because now you're able to play these guys tomorrow and get everything in. But big game. Western, I mean, they're kind of the tough luck team because they were rolling. I mean, you felt maybe they're as good as anybody, and then they get shut down by COVID. It took them a little while to get back on track, but I think they've won three of their last four, playing much, much better now that they've gotten a little routine back after the shutdown.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked out better for us than we could have thought. At the time when we made up that game or added that game at third place, it didn't seem like when things weren't going well, but I think, you know, obviously Northwest Missouri, I mean, I was looking as we go into this week, you know, they've won 88 of their last 90 games. That's not home games, that's games, 88 out of 90. So obviously they're the best team in our league in the country. But I feel like, you know, I know Missouri Western is tied with us for fourth and Washburn and Southern ahead of them, but they swept Washburn this year. They beat Southern at Joplin. When they're playing well at their best, they're, you know, taking us out of this equation here. They're the second best team in the league. So we got a hard week. We're playing the two best teams in our league. It's amazing in a 22-game schedule. There's 22. It's not like we're playing a 12-game schedule. This is a 22-game schedule with two games to go. We're anywhere from don't even get in to be the third seed and host a home game. You know, that just shows you our league. It's just – it's incredible that with two games to go, that's the spectrum of where you can fall. If we go 0-2, most likely we're not going to get in. We win one, we're in. We go 2-0, we're get 100% going to host a home game with a chance of being the third seed. So it's crazy, a lot to play for. And I'll be interested for – you know, I'm excited for our team and the fact that, we're, like I said, we're facing two teams that that after we played at St. Joe – that you're like, we're, you know, this is who we want to be next year. And here we are at the end of the season to see how far we've come and very capable of winning winning tomorrow for sure. If we continue to play the way we're playing, we got a great opportunity to win tomorrow, but we're going to have to play good, you know. And then Northwest, hey, it was a tie game with 5 minutes to go here. We're not going to go there feeling like we don't have a chance. So I'm excited for our guys to just to test ourselves because next year, you know, we plan on being up there with them, you know what I mean? And so we'll see where we're at this. Might as well test ourselves right now and get a great gauge in the off season. Either way, you know, what we need to continue to do to be there a year from now.
That's an interesting comparison because I remember you look at Western last year, they kind of took some lumps, some tough losses, and they kind of found their groove at the end of the season and had momentum going into the conference tournament and played well until they were eliminated. And it kind of carried over until COVID hit them. A very good analogy because they were a team that kind of, when they found their stride, and you could just see it going into this year, the confidence they had, and hopefully that's you guys. But as you said, why wait till next year? Keep it rolling this year and see how far it takes us.
Yeah, no doubt. We need to keep going. We're playing as well as anybody, and that's including Northwest Missouri. I mean, we feel like we're playing as well as anybody. So let's just keep it going. And like I told our guys going into this week, we don't need to do anything different. Just be who we are. Be who you are right now. You do that, just do it with a little bit more sense of urgency. And, you know, we're going to keep getting positive results. So nothing needs to change. Just go out there and be who you are, and good things will happen for us.
It'd be interesting, that game against Western at their place. You lost by 8, but that was a little misleading. You're down 25 with, 7 minutes to go, 14 turnovers, didn't shoot it particularly well. They really get in your face and pressure, and I guess that'll be a good test because it feels like you've improved in that area, but this will be a true test because they probably do that as well as anybody.
Yeah. I mean, they do. I mean, like I said, these last three games that we're playing, if you kind of Lincoln and said, we knew these are the three teams that lead us in steals. I think, like I said, Lincoln at their place, they scored 18 points off our turnovers this time, 6. Central Missouri, 22. They scored against our turnovers. They didn't hardly get any. And then Missouri Western scored 23 points off our turnovers. So it comes down to, again, taking care of the ball toughness. They're as physical and this is a compliment to me. This isn't a complaint about anything or officiating or anything. They're going to foul you 50 times, and they're only going to call 15 of them. So, I mean, I feel like that's what I like, what we used to be, and that's how I like it to be. But we're going to have to be tough and handle their physicality, and they're going to do it with big, strong, big bodies. And it'll be a great test for our guys from a physical and toughness standpoint.
And then, as you said, Northwest on Saturday, I mean, premier team in the country. Hopefully take care of business tomorrow and maybe not all that pressure, but another great opportunity. It seems like anytime you get to play Northwest, it's a great opportunity. You've actually, I thought, played them as well as a lot of teams, but they're just hard to beat. But it'll be a fun week and see how you can close out the regular season at their place Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. Like I said, they won 88 out of 9. That's crazy to do it in our league. That's just amazing. And like we said earlier, you know, they won the national championship 2 out of 3 years, and Pitts got hurt the 1 year they didn't. If he doesn't get hurt, they're the favorites. If you don't have COVID last year, they're the favorites. There was a legitimate chance they're competing for their fifth straight national championship. And to do that in basketball is amazing, you know, because it just takes one game, a hot team, you not make shots. You know, and you see March Madness right and left. So I mean, it's pretty amazing what they've done. But again, we're not going to go there and back away. We'll go there feeling like we have an opportunity to win. And if we play well, we'll be there right there at the very end of the game.
All right, should be a fun week. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Coliseum.
All right, thanks, Gerard.
There you go. It's Mark Johnson, coach of the Tigers. Again, a reminder, that is a 5:30 tip tomorrow. We're on the air at 5 o'clock with the Auto World pregame on Tiger Radio Mix 103. That'll wrap it up today for Tiger Talk. For Tony Hobson and Mark Johnson, this is Gerard Welbrock. So long, everyone.